Nah, I will say this.
That I'm trying to get like you. Good, make them feel good. Y'all be want to feel good sometimes too, don't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. Like Friday, we went to work. I had my t-shirt, my work t-shirt on with them khakis. And Dre walked in there, and he looked at them khakis, and he said, he started laughing. He said, boy, you looking good in them khakis.
He sure was. Y'all oughta hear about the attention he was getting.
Oh, my God.
You brought it back up. You brought it up.
No,
but no,
I brought up something.
It's okay,
totally
though.
Different.
I know my man look good. I feel good. You had that cologne on.
I'm
gonna choke you after this. No, I'm just playing. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Audaciously Me podcast. I am your host, Ashley D. And today we are discussing the topic of men and holding hands. And I know I said I was going to be by myself, but I just couldn't help it. It was the perfect topic to bring back Mr. K-Mo with that heat himself. Baby, introduce yourself.
K-Mo with that heat. My name's Kelvin. And happy to be back. I really don't know if I am happy to be back because this is funny.
That was so rude.
It's a joke.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I thought we loved working together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sure?
I'm sure.
Got to be sure. Now I got to ask those questions. So, I do not have a promo for you guys this week, but I do have something new, different, and fresh that I am introducing to you in this episode. I hope you will enjoy it and engage with me on it. Okay, so to go ahead and kick it off, I was doing an assignment this week, and it was for my English class, and of course we're going to write an essay on it, so I decided to do an episode about it. I found it very, very, very interesting, so this is the article that I have, and if you want to read it, it's an article by Bill Batson. And it's called In Africa, Men Hold Hands. So when I first saw this title, I was like, what they mean? What they mean by that? Men holding hands. That's new. You know, I didn't hear about it. I thought it was going to be an article geared towards men being comfortable with their sexuality if they choose to date the same sex, you know? So I was like, it's still interesting. I would read about either one. But it turns out the article is mostly speaking about the intimacy dealing with men and holding hands and the closeness and the, I want to say, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I was going to say, like, exactly what are you trying to say?
Trying to say how, okay, he expresses the importance of men holding hands in Africa and how it uplifts the other guy. So it's mostly speaking about, of course, men of color. So, Kelvin, what do you think about men holding hands in general?
In general, I think it's something that you really don't see a lot. Especially with men of color. Like, you may see it at, like, church. If the pastor asks, you know, hold your neighbor's hand. You may see it at a family function, like Thanksgiving, 4th of July, something like that. When you pray over the food, Everybody stands in a circle, hold hands. But probably other than that,
ain't nobody holding them.
Nobody's
holding hands. So before I say exactly what the article is about, I'm going to read this little thing he has at the top. So it says, as a youth worker, I was hesitant to encourage a touchy-feely approach, fearing I might strip away the veneer of roughness that might keep a kid alive in the projects. But after living in Africa, I've begun to wonder if maybe it's that macho posturing that gets our kids killed. Do you think that is one of the reasons why black men are looked at as a threat and they're gunned down by the police? Like that macho toughness?
Yeah, it can be because, you know, especially with black men, there's a, I guess you can say there's a sense of, no, not a sense, there's like a need to prove, you know, how much of a man you are. Like, that macho or that male ego, it can take over and, you know, it's like some men think that they have to be just hard all the time.
You said some men like you ain't in there. No, I'm just playing. You calm down a little bit. But I feel it's like that as well. But also I feel like it's a lot more geared towards it too. Because, you know, back then, we weren't allowed to read. Well, our ancestors weren't allowed to read. Because, you know, they say knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that they wanted our ancestors to gain was power. And the power of knowledge at that. Because they know we are very creative now. Very creative. We can come up with some stuff. Mm-hmm. Nigga rig a whole bunch of stuff. Like, he made some really, really good points in this. He was saying how at the age of 33, he went back and visited Africa. And his tour guide, an elderly man, grabbed his hand and walked him through the village. And he could see, like, the people that were living in poverty, I would say, and, you know, from being dirty, the lack of water in the area. And as they're walking, he just feels safe and like he belongs there. And he didn't even realize that he was still holding hands with another man. Like, let me see your hand. Like, holding hands. So I saw this TED talk, right, that was explaining how this man and his wife went to see this man's therapist. And the therapist asked, you know, what's bothering you? What can I help you with? Not the questions that, you know, a therapist would ask their patient. And he didn't want to answer because he was scared and he didn't feel comfortable. And he said the woman reaches over, grabs her husband's hand, and he just, like, released and got comfortable. Like, he wasn't so intense and he wasn't sitting straight up and stiff. It's like his body just collapsed and he just let everything out. So this guy in this article, he was trying to explain why it is important for men to hold hands, even though it's viewed as, what can I say?
Soft.
We can say that.
Or you can say feminine.
Yeah, maybe? Feminine, soft. Like, it could be viewed as the two men are dating or they're together, like, sexually. But he wants everybody to look at it as a non-sexual way of showing your other brother, look, I'm here for you, I care for you, I love you, I am here in your time of need, or whenever you need me to do anything for you, I am here. We stand together. And a lot of black men just don't do that. Y'all do not do that. I'm sorry, I've never seen it. Like I was telling him earlier, y'all don't even tell y'all's homeboys, y'all's closest friends, I love you. Like, what if that person was to die tomorrow? But I guess y'all show it in y'all's own weird way. But yeah. You know, it's a difference between showing and hearing. Sometimes you want to hear it. You know, your homeboy might have had a bad day. You know, you say y'all use the game as a way to escape sometimes. I mean, it's gonna be awkward at first. They probably gonna clown you for it. But yeah,
we ain't just on the headset like, man, I just wanted to let you know, bro, for real. I love you. Like,
that did not sound bad.
I know, but in the moment, you know, I could say that and they would probably be like, I not care. Go ahead with all that mushy stuff. You know?
Well, then that's when you can be like, look, I read this article with Bae that she was doing for her class. And I understood it. I feel it. So I want to pass this knowledge on to my other brothers. So y'all can feel it.
I'm going to try it.
I'm
going
to let them know how it go too once you tell me how it go. So yeah, like when I let them know, after you let me know, I feel like it's going to be a good experience. Like, from what I hear over the headset, his homeboys that play the game with him, they aren't that bad. You know what? I know somebody else that would be very accepting of it. Johnny Mac. Because y'all like brother close. He'll probably be like, this is weird, but I love you too, man. You know? So, something.
You know what? He done told me before. And he was like, kind of like, Jenna is one of them homeboys that kind of like to rough you up, you know, grab you, put you in headlocks, all that type of stuff. So he was doing that one time, and he did kind of say, you know, love you like a brother and all that, so.
See, y'all got to quit adding all that extra stuff. Just say, I love you.
But the extra stuff, all right, this is going to be the weirdest example of it. But saying that I love you would kind of be like, I don't know, like a cake. And then, yeah, a cake. And then the like, no. The extra, you know, macho type stuff is kind of like the icing that keeps the what makes a cake. You know.
Okay, I see what you did.
You see what I'm trying, because yes. I'm trying, but I just can't word it exactly.
You're putting the cake together, but in order to complete the cake, you need the icing.
Right.
I got you.
I appreciate it.
I got you. So when y'all hold hands?
I highly doubt we would hold hands.
But see, like, the article explained how a man holding another man's hand made him feel safe in an unfamiliar environment. Like, he also went to use, he referenced, rather, the Spike Lee movie, He Got Game, and how the father and son were trying to rekindle their relationship, and he was saying how a father can grasp his son's hand and show that intense intimacy from just holding his hand could possibly be something that stops all the violence within the black community. Because there's a lot more intimacy being shown. Whereas the, come on, let's go, grabbing the head or the shoulder, just grab the hand. Mm-hmm. Just grab the hand.
I know, like, when we was reading this, I thought about my dad. Because, you know, my dad, he can grab me by the hand sometimes. Like, I remember, you know, plenty of nights when I was younger that my dad, you know, I'm getting ready for bed. My dad, he come in there, love you, son, kiss on the forehead, that type of stuff.
Oh, see, now that's sweet right there. Now, as a parent, I'm not a father, as you can tell. I'm a mother. And I have two girls, and I can honestly say, like, for them, sometimes we're just riding in the car to go get them some McDonald's or headed to my grandma's house, and they'll just be sitting in the back seat. And we might go through a moment of silence, and I just throw my hand in the back like this, and whichever one grabs first, I hold their hand for like 5 minutes. And you can feel the release of them just sitting there holding the hand. Like, they used to ask me, why are we holding hands? Now, it's like, they'll just grab my hand. They'll look at the tablets if they're watching something, just hold my hand until I let go. Then when I let go, I keep it back there and the other one I already know. They following suit. Then you can just feel all the tension from, you know, her hand just loosening up. And it's amazing how that is. Like sometimes when I just grab your hand, and I don't grab your hand often. No. I feel safe when I grab your hand when we're out in public. Not that I'm, whatever. I can defend myself, but it's just like a certain feeling. Like when I grab his hand and he's holding my hand back, he's like, I can just relax. I'm walking around the store like this and he's still over there. I wish he'll come on, but I'm comfortable. I feel safe. I feel good. Let's go. You know? So,
You did that yesterday.
I have something. I want to try an experiment. I can use you, Daryl, and T-Webb. We can go to a haunted house before the end of the month. And y'all hold hands, and I guarantee you, y'all get through that a lot better than I would. We're going to see. It could be like a little small experiment for us that I could use to see like y'all's reaction and how y'all carried y'allself through the haunted house. Holding hands. See if y'all really felt safe and protected by your fellow brethren.
See, one of us could possibly, like, we'd be holding hands, something pop out of something, and then that hand go away.
No, that hand ain't gonna go away. I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna do. Let me see your hand. Then what y'all gonna do? Oh! You gonna hold on tighter. Hello. You gonna hold on tighter.
Cause we know we're gonna get through that together.
Yeah. Cause that's, it's just that sense of feeling of holding hands. Like, come on, hold my hand. Hold my hand. What you feel?
I feel, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel
a sense of like unity and togetherness.
See? So y'all gonna, black men. My fellow men of color, are y'all gonna start holding each other's hands from? I'm not saying just go to Walmart and be like, come on, bro, and hold a hand. You know, like.
You're gonna look at you crazy.
Okay, like, if y'all are just sitting somewhere, just be like, can we, you know, join hands and I guess say whatever's been stressing you that week or that day or.
I just thought about this.
What?
You wanna know one way some black men do hold hands? You ever seen. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I know I have been involved in a conversation like this. I walk up to somebody I know, probably hadn't seen them in a while. They be like, what up, Kev? What up, bro?
Like this.
And we shake hands and then go like that. And we'll stay like this for like majority, if not the whole conversation.
So what's wrong with y'all holding hands like this? Because it's pretty close to it. It is, like, not finger locked, you know, interlocked with your fingers, but just... Mm-hmm. Hold your hands. Like it's pretty close to it. Like I'm not telling y'all to start skipping down the road like this and start swinging your hands back and forth. But you feel good, don't you? Don't you?
I mean, I don't know. It's like we hold hands, kind of, but we find a way to kind of make it more masculine, manly, whichever one of them terms you want to use.
Well, we need more of it, okay? Yes, I'm going to tell you to start sowing that seed around here. But anyway, I'm going to stop right there for a second, and we're going to go into what I'm going to call questions of the week. So, I have a few games in front of me. I'm probably just going to pull from three of them this week. So, I'm going to ask a question. Or either show a picture and ask a few questions with that. And what I want y'all to do is, you can either find me on Facebook or Instagram at audaciously_me_, and audaciously is spelled AudaciousLy. And again, that's audaciously_me_. Find me on there, and I will also have them posted there as well. So I want you to answer these questions for me, and on the next episode, I will choose my top three favorites, and I will shout you out. And if you have a podcast, I will shout your podcast out. You have a business going, I'll shout your business out, and so forth. Or if you just want to shout out anyway, I will do that. But you have to submit your answers, and I will choose my favorite three. So the first one, this is not a paid promotion, by the way. The first one, I bought this game, What Do You Mean? And it's pretty awesome and fun and very, very funny. So, I'm going to pull a picture at random. And I am going to ask you I'm going to give you three random responses for this, and you pick the best one. This is for this one now. So, well, Calvin, you do the honors since you're here. Pick a random card.
If I don't like it, can I put it back?
Oh, wow. No, you can't put this one back. This one will actually go with this topic. So, for those of you listening through the audio, if you want to participate, this picture is a guy sitting on the beach while the sun is setting, and he's staring out towards the waters like he's in deep thought. He may be a little bit stressed, a little bit depressed.
He does have like a real like straight face.
Yes, he is really, really thinking.
Look like he got a lot on his mind.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, and visualize that. I will also have a picture posted on all my socials so you can find it. Now I'm gonna pull these other three random cards, and you have to tell me which one you feel best fits this meme. Oh, well, I already picked the three cards. I'm trying to get you to choose. Okay, oop, the first one says, when your friends are all starting to have kids, but you can't manage to keep a cactus alive.
That's rough.
Okay. The second one says, when you come back from vacation and your guinea pig is dead. All the animal lovers out there, especially the little guinea pigs. Yes. Okay, and the last one says, when the Girls Gone Wild commercial comes on. So I want you guys to let me know which one you feel best fits this meme. Alright? And also, I have a Never Have I Ever question I'm going to ask. I'm going to pull these at random. These may be a little girly because I don't think I'm going to pull from my other deck right now. Those can get a bit nasty. And this isn't the right one, but.
That's the good on that one, right?
I know, but I didn't want to use this one because.
Oh, you know, I see what
you're saying. Yeah, them get nasty. We ain't worried about that one. Ain't nobody gonna answer that. But, okay.
You're right.
This is kind of ridiculous, but I'm pretty sure this has happened to everyone, but maybe not. So this one says, never have I ever had a song stuck in my head all day. When you answer this one, let me know what song. I would just love to know what some of y'all listen to. I like a lot of music, so. And it even has some informational stuff at the bottom. It says, if someone sings a song around you, there's a 90% chance you will be singing it at some point later that day. That is so true. Sometimes I end up singing the song in my head before anybody sings it out loud. I'm like, hey, I was just singing that in my head. So then I'm singing it all day. So that's the Never Have I Ever question of the week. One more, and then we're going to jump back into our topic and finish things up. So I got this game. I actually got this game last year for Christmas, but I brought a different one because I like it. So I bought a bigger version. And it's called Things. So with Things, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's going to be like Things That. All right. And what I want you to do is send me two things that of, you know, what you think the question, what you think would best answer this question. I love to hear the funny ones, the outrageous ones, the crazy ones. So just send them on in. Whatever you think, send it in. This one says, things you shouldn't shout at the top of your lungs. Hmm. I want to hear this.
What would y'all answer you?
Look, we ain't going to talk about that yet. I'll let y'all know my answer next week. But yeah, things you shouldn't shout at the top of your lungs. Once again, I will have these posted as a post on my social medias. Find me, answer these questions, send me a DM. You can even send an email if you're more comfortable with that. And my email would be audaciouslym@gmail.com. Send me an email. You can send the DM. You can even comment under the post if you would like, if that's what you want to do. Either way, I'll be watching. I'll take note of every last one of them. I will sit down in the middle of the week and start going through some of them. And then, of course, I probably won't accept any more after Friday. I'll give y'all till Friday. So I probably won't accept any more until, after Friday. That way I can pick my favorite three and I can go ahead and get their information in time for the next episode. Back to the topic. Anyways, so with men holding hands, Kevalina, that's what my daughter calls him, with my oldest. Brothers and holding hands. So you don't see that happening? Like at all?
Just widespread, like a common thing. Mm-hmm. As far as like support, maybe not really. Just given like the way of the world, mm-hmm. you know, because it tells us that most men, you know, if you show emotion, that's kind of like a sign of weakness, like. You're supposed to be tough. You're supposed to take the punches and just keep on going. You know, if it ain't killing you, it's making you stronger. That type of thing.
And that's BS. It's BS. Everybody's allowed to feel.
Yeah.
Even men. All men. You're allowed to have that moment to just be vulnerable and feel every bit of emotion running through your body. I feel like it'll bring a sense of peace within the black community if more men talked about what hurts them. I know I said this a lot during the Brothers Unleashed, but coming off of that and then having to read this, I felt like I had to go back into some of it. Just coming off of that segment and hearing men say why they don't speak on things that bother them, it hurt me right here. It was pulling in my heartstrings. Because women, we're very vocal. We don't mind being emotional at all. We will tell you exactly how we feel, why we're feeling that way sometimes. Sometimes we just don't know. I'm a very emotional creature. Sometimes I don't know why I'm feeling a way, but I know I'm feeling a way. And I'm very vocal about it. I don't try to hide it. I'm not like, I'm okay. I say, no, I'm not okay. But I will be in a minute whenever I figure out why I feel like this. You know? We just go through that. Our body changes. And it's like, men, their bodies go through changes, but it's not as hard as women. You know, I can't say what I want to say, but I can.
Yeah, you can.
But I'm just going to say women's body changes and men's body changes are very different. Like, we have the harshest changes going on with our bodies. So we tend to be a little bit more emotional. Now, I can say I have dealt with somebody that was very emotional. I was real toxic then. I said, He won't let me be the woman. How am I supposed to cry if he crying? You know? Then I realized, Ashley, that was mean. That was real mean. Ooh, that's mean. So, yeah. I'm trying to be a voice to help men be more vocal. Because when I met him and he really opened up to me one night, he had me in tears and I was just, oh, really? You know? It's just, I feel like the world would be a better place if men would start expressing how they feel and why they're feeling like that. And their partner can help them get through it, find the solution. If they have a partner, if they don't, somebody that they trust. Shoot, your homeboys. All y'all need to have those come to Jesus meetings like women do.
Well, do you have that type of meeting with every one of your friends, like your girls?
Not every last one of them.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, it's like how Darryl said in the last episode. He was like, you got to know, or you know which homeboy you can have that type of discussion with. Because honestly, you can't have it with all of your homeboys.
Y'all got to go to each other and be very open. Because when I hear y'all go to each other, it's like, man, bruh. Shit's so messed up right now, man. I don't know what to do. But come on, let's go and get this game going.
But you know, as we're getting that game going, we're discussing what's going on. Like, Ryan. You know, I hadn't had them type of conversations with him before. Like, as we were playing the game.
So y'all do be in there talking about me sometime when I be the major mad. I'm gonna start eavesdropping. See, I try not to be nosy. Now I'm fixing to be up there to the door like this. What are you talking about? And if I can't hear you, I'm like, speak a little bit louder. Like, right there. Okay. No, I'm just playing. But y'all need those conversations. Shoot, y'all could be vocal about those conversations to like raise awareness to other black men. Y'all ain't gonna do that.
I mean, we could. Like, I saw a post on Instagram not too long ago. And it was a post about how after, like, a long day at work, you get on the game. And it was, like, three different posts showing, like, you know, getting on the game, reminiscing and all that. One of them was this guy coming home from work. He looked real tired. You know, he had on tie and stuff. Took tie off, took his shoes off, sat down. Cut his game on, put his headset on. Then he was like, looked at his friends list. He was like, the whole squad on. Joined the party. And it's like six of them. And it's kind of crazy because I guess the dude's name was Kevin. And they was like, when he joined the party, it was like, is that Kev? And all that type of stuff. Like, oh, what up, Kev? All that Kev's back. And then, you know, he was like, what's going on, y'all? What's up? And then they was like, you know, man, in school or work or, you know, I got a family now, so I ain't been on, but I'm on now, and, you know, stuff like that. The other post was saying how, like, when you're in the party with your homeboys, there's, like, roast sessions where y'all talking about each other. There's, like, real talks where, like, you talking about a girl or you talking about a situation you're going through. So, men have those conversations that just, you know, closed, like, they don't have them as openly as women do.
Have them a little bit more openly. And that could raise awareness. Like, I believe if I see a man make a post, like, really, like, right now as things are going on, like, really expressing how he feels. You know what? Actually, I did see somebody make a post like that, and he was, like, really, really, really explaining what he's going through and how hurt he was and, you know, how he's really not doing too well. And it was so amazing that at least five men at the time that I saw it come in and said, man, I understand you. I feel you, you know. And they started opening up. That might have healed some people.
I'm pretty sure it did. Because sometimes, you know, like, you be wanting to say something, you got something on your mind, but you may not know how to say it. You may not know who to say it to. And then, like, to see somebody say something similar to what you got on your mind, it may make you want to be like, I know where you're coming from because this is how I feel.
See, gives you the words. You feel me?
Gives you the words and it gives you the motivation to use the words, to say the words.
Yep.
If we just had more of that, oh, yes. Just a little bit more men speaking on their emotions. I'm going to stress this a lot, like a whole lot. Because like whenever a man actually feels something, and he gets to letting it out, it's like a whole bunch of stuff backed up from years. And you sitting up there like this. Hold up. Hey, hold up. Hey, all right. Woo, buddy. Hey, pump your brakes. Stop right there. Let's back it up a little bit. Let's handle one thing at a time. You said this happened. We in now. And what happened after that? Okay. Wait. Stop. Let's worry about this first. Then we're going to jump to this. You know? Cause like, I ain't gonna lie, when you first started talking to me about some stuff, I didn't show it, but I was like, hold on. Wait a minute. I know it was a couple times and I was like, wait, you said this, what now? Okay. Forget the rest of it. Let's focus on this here, you know. So I would think it would be a decent thing to see men holding each other's hands a little bit more. It doesn't have to be, like I said, finger locked, y'all dancing around, swinging your hands, but just like you said, it could be, come on, let me see, let's demonstrate it, come on. It could be like this, like how some of y'all hold hands like this, or how y'all like it. It could be like that, but a little bit more of it, because you barely see it. And like, just reach out and tell your friends, your homeboys, your the guys, like, I love y'all. I love y'all. Because they do serve a valuable purpose in your life if you sit down and talk to them about certain stuff and just, like you said, open up during your little game talks that you don't want me a part of.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, of course they, you know, them your homeboys, so... Of course, there's going to be times where you're going to want to talk to them about whatever you got going on because you feel like, as a man, they would, like, understand what you trying to say or where you coming from, and they probably done been through it but just hadn't said nothing to you, and you the one that decides to open up, and that makes them be like, you know what, bro? I went through a situation like that, and, you know, this is how I handled it.
Okay, then, I guess. But anyway, ooh, I have another idea. I want to challenge men to randomly just give another man, like, you don't have to be all feminine with it, but, you know, give another man a good compliment, like, boy, them shoes fresh. Or, boy, I like your outfit. Where you get this from, you know? Instead of that.
Nah, I will say this.
That I'm trying to get like you. Goodness, make them feel good. Y'all be wanting to feel good sometimes too, don't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I will say this. Like Friday, we went to work. And I had my work t-shirt on with them khakis. And Dre walked in there and he looked at them khakis and he started laughing. He said, boy, you looking good in them khakis now.
He sure was. Y'all ought to hear about the attention he was getting.
Oh, my goodness.
You brought it back up. You brought it up.
No,
but no,
I brought up something
it's okay,
totally
though.
Different.
I know my man look good. So I feel good. You had that cologne on?
Yeah, I had a little dab. But,
I'm going to choke you after this. No, I'm just saying. But no, see, it's okay to compliment another man. It doesn't have to be all... It doesn't have to look that as, ooh, he gay. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, if y'all just make each other feel good, you'll see what a difference it makes. Like, you might brighten up that man's day. That man might have just had the worst morning, evening, afternoon, whatever, night. And just you walking up to him like, hey, that's a nice shirt. Because I know y'all are going to be like, oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're so handsome, man. Like, me, I don't care. Kevin be with me all the time. I like your dress. I love your hair. You're pretty. I like your nails. You know.
Yeah.
I know y'all aren't going to do all that, but you know. Just a little something. So that's y'all's challenge of the week. Compliment another guy on something. You know, tell him. You can even tell him you are real smart. You are very intelligent. I love the way you think. You know, something. You accepting the challenge? Well, I got to see this. Well, I got to see this.
You don't think
No, but we're going to see. We're going to see. But anyways, guys, that concludes today's episode. Don't forget to answer your questions. I will have them posted on Instagram. I will try to post them once a day so nobody forgets. And they're always there. If they're not on my... What's the word I'm looking for? If they're not like on the profile part, I'm guessing they will be in the story. Okay. So feel free to engage. Let me know your answers. Send me a DM, email, whatever. Anything that you need to find where to get to those locations will be in the description of this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Peace.
Peace.